USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday he's comfortable with the gun safety outline that a bipartisan group of senators reached this week.
For myself, I'm comfortable with the framework, and if the legislation ends up reflecting what the framework indicates, I'll be supportive.
Lawmakers are working to make sure the text does not alienate the 10 Senate Republicans that have already signed on to support the bill. Ford is recalling almost 3 million vehicles because of a damaged or missing part that could prevent the automobiles from shifting into the gear intended by the driver. That could cause the vehicle to roll away or move in an unexpected direction. In a product recall report, Ford said it is aware of 6 reports alleging property damage and 4 reports about personal injury related to the issue. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prosecutors argued Tuesday that a man carrying a Confederate battle flag stormed the U.S. Capitol with his son because they intended to stop Congress from certifying President Joe Biden's 2020 electoral victory. A federal judge will decide if Delaware residents Kevin Seyfried and his son Hunter are guilty of a felony obstruction charge and several misdemeanor offenses stemming from the Capitol riot. A former city councilman in West Virginia was sentenced Tuesday to 45 days in prison for breaching the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Eric Barber was sentenced by a federal judge in Washington for his December guilty plea to a misdemeanor count of illegally entering the Capitol. Barber was also given a 7-day sentence, which the judge suspended, for stealing a portable battery charger from a media stand inside the Capitol. Barber's federal public defender had sought probation because his 43-year-old client had expressed remorse. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
South Carolina Representative Tom Rice, who voted to impeach former President Trump for inciting the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol, lost the support of the Republican Party on Tuesday as a handful of states held primaries to narrow races this fall. Rice, who represents South Carolina's 7th House District, came under sharp criticism from his party for being one of only 10 Republicans to vote for Trump's impeachment after Trump supporters attacked the Capitol building in a bid to overturn the 2020 election results. The House on Tuesday passed a bill providing security protections to family members of Supreme Court justices. The Supreme Court Police Parity Act passed the House by a vote of 396-27, with only Democrats voting against it, sending it to the desk of President Biden for his signature. A North Carolina man said deviating from his usual lottery-playing routine led to his winning a $1 million jackpot from a scratch-off ticket. Yamir Bryant of Arden told North Carolina Education Lottery officials he had been planning to visit his usual store last Thursday evening, but he decided to mix it up and try buying a scratch-off from another store. Bryant selected a $30 Millionaire Maker ticket from a store in Asheville. He took the ticket home and scratched it off with his wife later in the evening. The player said he was shocked to see the $1 million top prize. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.